Backers of the bill say it will allow the Gogebic Taconite mining company to bring thousands of high-paying jobs to northern Wisconsin, while at the same time protecting the environmental integrity of the pristine North Woods. Bob Walashevitz of the Hurley Chamber of Commerce says the iron ore mines that dotted the North a century ago didn't hurt the environment, and neither will this one.
In fact, our area is described today as pristine. Most folks in Iron County feel that if we didn't hurt the environment the first time, how can we hurt it with the mining processes we have now?
But environmentalists like George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation say the new bill strips away both public oversight of mining and the public input into the permitting process. He says it eliminates the right of citizens to sue the state if it's not enforcing water quality standards.
Let's say 5 years down the road, there's a problem at the mine, and DNR doesn't bring an enforcement action under current law. Any citizen can bring a lawsuit to, in fact, ensure the mining law is enforced. That ability has been removed under this bill.
Another mining opponent, Tish Kiana of the Bad River Chippewa tribe, says she's worried some politicians will frame the mining debate as a case of the tribe trying to block potential new jobs.
We've seen a few things floating around on the internet, kind of anti-Native things, because of our stance on this, our stance on protecting the environment and protecting the watershed. And, you know, we should have a good working relationship with our neighbors.
There will be three public hearings on the bill, the first next week in Milwaukee. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.